Hey guys, this is Medicare Mike with Medicare Live, the call-in show where you have questions about your Medicare situation, coverage, rates, the regulation, the updates. Give us a call, 1-888-608-8846. Leave your name and your phone number very clearly and where you're calling from so we can get back to you. We're trying to do Medicare Mondays. We will catch back with you if you can leave a clear message. Today we're wrapping up with enrolling into Medicare Part A and B through Social Security. We're also wrapping up with page 81 and 82 on what our Medicare supplement insurance policies that we did last episode. So today we are finishing out with what else should I know about Medicare supplement insurance. On page 83 on your Medicare and You guidebook, it's very interesting stuff, but if you don't want to read it, if you don't want to put your reading glasses on, I will do all the legwork for you. So here we go, page 83, section 6, what are Medicare supplement insurance policies, what else should I know about Medicare supplement insurance? Question mark. All right, it says important facts. You must have Part A and Part B. So if you are not doing that in the process, you must have Part A and Part B to line up. Not that you have to do it first, but you just have to make sure that you do that in your process of getting your Medigap policy along with Part A and B. So an independent insurance, an independent Medicare supplement agent or broker or brokerage or what have you should be able to help you navigate through that. All right. Going further along, you pay the private insurance company a monthly premium for your Medigap policy in addition to your Part B premium that you pay to Medicare. Contact the company to find out how to pay your premium. I can tell you right now the easiest way to do it is to make sure that you have a trusted Medicare supplement agent that you can speak with to make sure that they can guide you through that process. And typically it's done through EFT because Social Security transferred from checks because they had thousands, well, actually tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of, fraud, check washing fraud, and they have transferred to EFT, electronic funds transfer. So speak with your Medicare supplement agent or agency, and they'll help you through that process. Okay, back to page 83. A Medigap policy only covers one person. Spouses must buy separate policies. So we get that question a lot. What happens to my spouse? We're on an employer coverage. They're both on the same health coverage. So you got to speak with one another. You got to coordinate with your HR or your benefits coordinator to see what happens there, to see if it's a benefit to you to get onto Medicare, or to see if there's some short-term health insurance for your spouse while you get onto Medicare. Again, your Medicare supplement agent or agency should be help you navigate through this process because it is a process. You need to make sure you're 100% covered when you do transition into Medicare, and then you also need to make sure that your spouse is not left footing the bill for her own policy while you just get you the best health care coverage in the U.S. I'm just kidding. Just refer back to your Medicare supplement agent or agency, and if they're good and they're professional, they should be able to help you. Okay, back to page 83. You can't have prescription drug coverage in both your Medigap policy and a Medicare drug plan. See page 95. So what that's saying there is that it is an independent insurance plan that covers the 20% gap that Medicare does not cover. It does not cover prescription drugs. Prescription drugs is Medicare Part D. Medicare Part D is the RX or prescription drug plan that you will need to enroll to in your open enrollment when you're on original Medicare Part A and B with the supplement, and then you'll have to do the standalone drug plan Part D. Okay? Back to page 83. It is important to compare Medigap policies since the costs can vary and may go up as you get older. Some states limit Medigap premium costs. So what that's saying there is that there's big differences in premiums for the exact same coverage because these plans are standardized and federally regulated. So just make sure that you compare apples to apples. You know, if it's a plan F from one company, it's the same standardized and federally regulated plan F with the rest of the companies in your state. They pay out the same way. All right, back to page 83, when to buy. All right, the best time to buy a Medigap policy is during your Medigap open enrollment period. This six-month period begins on the first day of the month in which you're 65 or older and enrolled into Part B. Now, this is a little bit of a misstatement because many of the private insurance companies can help you enroll into a Medigap supplement 6 months prior to your birth month. And I can say that in all honesty because I've helped folks 6 months prior lock in their rate, reserve their rate, make sure it doesn't go up, and by the time they turn 65, that rate is the same rate, and then from there, they're also 100% covered on that 20% gap that Medicare does not cover. So when you transition, you want to transition seamlessly. Your Medicare supplement agent or agency can help you navigate that. Again, all right, when to buy on page 83. Okay, the six-month period begins 6 months prior to your birth month. Now, after this enrollment period, you may not be able to buy a Medigap policy. So to finish out that open enrollment period, it begins 6 months prior to your birth month and then finishes out 6 months after your birth month. Some companies do it according to your exact birthday. Some companies do it 6 months after your birth month. And that's happened to me before where I've had to try to switch the folks out because they saw that they wanted to be with a big, strong, stable company. But it turned out it was still 6 months after their birth month, but the company went by the exact birth date. And so since it was on the exact birth date early in the month, we tried to enroll them later in the month. And it just, the company's policy was not to enroll after the 6 month according to your birth date. Okay, so that just gets a little bit too technical. Obviously, the rule of thumb there is to do it as soon as possible so that way you can get it off your plate and that way you can enjoy your coverage and move on to bigger and better things other than worrying about your Medicare coverage 6 months after your birth month. All right, the final thing here is if you delay in enrolling in Part B because you have group health coverage based on you or your spouse's current employment, your Medicare open enrollment period won't start until you sign up for Part B. So what that's saying is there is you call up Social Security, you let them know that you're deferring your Part B. As long as they know that you're deferring your Part B, you will not be penalized by the federal government because you are obviously not enrolling into Medicare Part B. All right, last thing. The federal law generally doesn't require insurance companies to sell Medigap policies to people under 65. So with that said, folks that are under 65 are typically on a healthcare, major medical healthcare coverage, and there's plenty of coverage out there for those folks. If you try to get on, a Medigap policy, They're very few and far between. There's not a whole lot of options, and they're very, very expensive as well. So if you have questions about that, though, refer to your Medicare supplement agent or agency. And I hope that helped, guys. That was page 83 of your Medicare and You guidebook. Really fun stuff, but you know what? That's what we're here for. That we're here to provide the answers to your questions in regards to your Medicare coverage, because it does get to be confusing. But this is straight out of your Medicare and You guidebook. So to recap, you know, enroll into Medicare through Social Security Part A and B. Once you are enrolled, you'll get your Medicare card 3 months prior to your birth month, but 6 months prior to your birth month, you can enroll into a Medigap policy plan, and that's when you'll be talking to a bunch of different folks and seeing what the best option is for your particular situation, whether you're transitioning into Medicare or whether you're going to defer your Part B and go into Medicare later on. But with Medicare, it's the best health insurance for seniors that has a national coverage, and it's really good because you have paid into Social Security and you have earned the right to that 80% coverage for all hospitals, doctors, or specialists in the country. So guys, if you are looking into Medicare, I hope this has helped you. Please give us a call at 1-888-608-8846, 1-888-608-8846 for your questions, concerns, and your perspective. Thank you so much for listening, Medicare Nation. We'll see you on the next one.